Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Us on fire, Father. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Here with you Monday through Friday live at 7 a.m. with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic on today's Daily Fire is when potential alone is not enough. When potential alone is not enough. And we're in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 14 through 20. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in at 7 a.m. Eastern to 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me live right now. But if you can't call in at 7, you can still make sure you get your Daily Fire by going to my website anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern. That website is feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com, FeeldFire.com. But the best way to ensure you do not miss the fire is to follow the podcast. So the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and then you can open that text and listen to it whenever you have the time throughout the day. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, it's on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 14 through 20, reading from the KJV. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Glory. Come on and give God praise for his word wherever you are. Say the topic aloud with me right now. When potential alone is not enough. It's just not enough to have the potential to do something. Have you ever known someone and you looked at that person and you said, that's a powerful boy or a powerful girl right there. That's an anointed man or woman right there. Oh, honey, that's a smart kid. His daddy was smart. His mama is smart. You know, their whole family, they're just a smart family. I knew their parents when we were in school together growing up. They're just a smart family. But then you see that kid after now he or she is an adult, and they're just living way beneath their capabilities. You see them, for instance, and they're just barely making ends meet. And you're scratching your head saying, what in the world happened here? All of that intelligence, all of that smartness, that person had every opportunity to do well. Their parents gave them every opportunity, and they're just walking around here doing nothing. This is an example, you see, when potential alone is just not enough. A person has to have more than potential to accomplish something, and they have to have more than the faith added to the potential to accomplish something. They must, you see, actually get up and do something. The potential alone to succeed will always be insufficient if you only have the potential, you only have the faith, or you have both the potential and the faith, but you won't do anything with it. Glory. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 14 through 20, also known as the Great Commission that I've read unto you, Jesus is telling the 11 disciples, because remember, Judas has betrayed him and killed himself, so there are only 11 remaining, and he's saying to them, look, 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 I am giving you an action verb commission. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. In other words, I need you to do something with the potential that I've given unto you. You have been part of my 3-year ministry here on earth. You have seen me work miracles. You have seen me raise the dead. You have seen me heal the sick. You have seen me preach this gospel. You have seen me be crucified. You have seen me be resurrected. I have prayed over you. I have prayed with you. I have taught you. I have given you lessons. I have spent my time with you. You have the potential to be great. You know who I am. Some of you didn't believe that I was really alive after I rose, but I dealt with that now. So you have the faith that I am the Christ. But those two factors alone are inadequate for you to fulfill the mission that I have for you if you will not do the next thing, which is activate the potential in you by going, by preaching. Where is the corresponding action? Hallelujah. And the Bible says that once they went and once they preached, then the Lord, walking with them, through them, and in them, allowed the signs to follow them. Glory. But how could the signs follow if they didn't go forward? How could the blessings follow if they remained stagnant? How could growth occur and people be impacted in the future, meaning you and I, if they would only live in the status quo of yesterday? I am telling you that potential alone is not enough. You must be willing to activate the potential within you. What is it, brother, that you're supposed to be accomplishing in this earth? What is it, my sister, glory, that God has placed in your heart? What is the vision within you? If I ask you, what would you be doing 5 years from now if you could be doing exactly exactly where you want it, having everything that you wanted, what would your answer be? Glory. And then what will you do to activate that potential in you to get there? This is 2019. In 2014, I bet you were saying, in 2 years, I'll be in such and such a place. In 5 years, oh, honey, I'll have everything together. My home will be right. My money will be right. My spirit will be right. But is it right? Glory. If not, it's not because you didn't have the potential. It's because you refused to activate it. You wanted to lose weight, but you wouldn't exercise. You wouldn't join a gym. You won't even go walking one block, but you want to lose weight. Or you want to gain weight, but you won't eat any black-eyed peas and turnip greens or collard greens and nut balls and cornbread. I'm sorry, I'm from Alabama. This is my southern, you know, meal coming into being. But do you understand what I'm saying? You want to have more money in the bank, but you want to get another job, or you want to adjust the budget that you have. You won't save more. You want a husband or wife, but all you do is sit at home all day, somehow expecting God to just drop them through your ceiling. If you want to see growth, activate the potential within you by doing something with it. Don't let yourself become 70 years old, 75, and all you can do is look back on your life with regret because you failed to live up to the potential within you because you were too lazy to go for it. Isn't this powerful? We got to get ready to go into prayer. Everybody say, I will activate the potential within me. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We say glory to your name. We say glory to your name. Father, we just praise you. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I all say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Father, we ask forgiveness of our sin today. We ask you, Lord, to clean us up, clean us up, clean us up, Father. Help us to activate the potential, the gifting, the talents, Lord, that you have placed in us. Help us not to be couch potatoes spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, naturally, relationally, but instead, help us to go forth, go forth, go, 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 an action word, an action verb, move, go, preach, teach, plan, strategize, do, and grow, hallelujah, that we may have signs following us, blessings overtaking us. People seeing us be blessed in you, which is a witness and a testimony of your greatness in us, that we go forth. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone today. Father, that you would give them a trigger. Give them, Father, a second wind to go forth, to go forth, to go forth, to go to move forward, to teach and preach, to live and grow, to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let everyone say amen. Say, I will activate my potential today. Let me do the altar call, and then we'll end with your task. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Everybody say, I will activate my potential today. Now, our topic for today is when potential alone is not enough. Your task for today is to do something to get you in line you to follow the show and go to my website, feelthefire.com, FeelTheFire.com, to send me your prayer request. All right? Activate the potential, because the potential and faith are not enough if you refuse to go. I'll see you in the morning. Don't miss the fire.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
Visit me at feelthefire.com.